Cristânio ex vis commander Q.
36 X UIF commander Q.
Reconciliation of man,
the past
what
that
remains
I
of man,
must fear.
With total presence.
Or I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you
disappears, but no other self appears to occupy the empty space it has left. No God, but rather the divine. No faith, but rather the primordial feeling that sustains all hope. Peace in the crater of the volcano, the reconciliation of man, what remains of man, total presence. The self disappears, but no other self appears to occupy the empty space it has left. No God, but rather a divine. No faith, but rather the primordial feeling that sustains all. They were the ultimate, the reconciliation of life. They were the ultimate, with the total presence.
Oh,
take more to overcome less than a day. No matter how you break, should be the one to take your own opinions as they twist in their own way. All she wants is to be left up to the side. even know your name. Well, now where does all this point to me? Will I find out? What's it all I have?
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Saturday. You're right. Very happy Saturday to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out tonight. We hope you enjoyed our music as well as the music of Left Undone. Unfortunately, there are city codes and ordinances, and we have to be done, so we have to play this last song. So this is the last song. Again, thank you very much.
Hope you guys are drunk
enough.
We'll
see you next time. Welcome Andrew Xanadu Farag to the stage.
Oh, Joel, shut up.
Nasty, dirty,
nasty,
mercy. Surrender to some dragon in your dream. Give me your dirty love, like a big donation to the dragon in your dream. I don't want your sweet emotion, I don't need your sweet devotion. Give me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Yeah, that dirty love. Give me your dirty love, like some tanky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer.
Just
give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before.
Dirty.
I don't want your consultation, I don't need your reservation. Only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Yeah, that dirty love. Oh, that dirty love. Yeah, that dirty love.
Guitar! Mercy!
Give me your dirty love. Need a little pamphlet in your daddy's bottle drawer. Give me your dirty love. Just like your mama make that nasty little chip. Just, I don't want your cheap aroma, I don't need your cheap diploma. Got your destination and that's your dirty love.
Yeah, that dirty love. Oh, that dirty love.
Shucks,
yeah, that dirty love.
Poodle bites, poodle chews it. Oh, poodle bites, poodle chews it.
Howdy dog,
poodle bites, poodle chews it. Poodle bites, poodle chews it. Poodle bites.
Thank you very much. We are Humphreys McGee.
Good night.
We come from
London.
Try
and say it, but if you're not driving, drink up.
Yeah!
Shorter.
So y'all wouldn't mind if we played one more.
Since we wasted about half of our time trying to figure out what we're going to play, we only have about 3 minutes. So this is a reggae tune to ease you into your cab. All right, so don't be afraid to hold the door for anybody, right? Or buy me a beer, for that matter. Crying out for justice. Every man is crying out for peace of ass. But none is crying out for justice. I don't want your peace. I need equal rights and justice. Equal rights. Justice. What do we need? We need our equal rights and justice. Equal rights and justice. Every man says he wants to go straight to heaven, but none of them they're willing to die. Every man says he wants to go straight to heaven, but none of them, what? None of them, huh? None of them, huh? I don't want to die. Not really, I need
equal rights and justice. Equal rights and justice.
What do we need? Let me die.
Justice.
Some call it
equal rights and justice.
Gratuitous guitar solo.
Scabadi, scabadi.
To go straight to the top. How far are they willing to drop?
Well, well, well.
Every man says he wants to go straight to the top. But how far are they willing to plop? Ja 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 ja
justice.
Ja 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 ja
equal rights.
Ja 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 ja
justice.
Sanyo X with Commander Pugh.
Good.
Voice Journal, Volume 28, June 11th, 2000, it's 2:30 a.m. I'm at the corner of Lincoln Ave, Wolcott Ave, in Chicago, Illinois. I'm sitting at a bus stop. Not waiting for a bus, I was just getting my shit together. I just came from a place called Martyrs. I saw a band called Humphreys McGee. They were really good. I'm out here. Ladies completely nice, lovely, perfect. I guess I am mildly tripping. Not too bad. Last volume of my voice journal was entirely devoted to recording Humphreys McGee at Martyrs. I recorded 90 minutes of them playing. Got a lot of them, not all, but it was kind of fun to do that. Don't know how it'll come out. Hope it comes out good. So tomorrow I go back to Boston. No, tomorrow I go back to Connecticut. And then Monday I go back to Boston. Could get a cab, mind you, but I'm opting to walk street lamps are so glaring. I don't think I'm going to be taking any more. Yeah, so anyway, I showed up at Martyrs, and I didn't meet anybody there, and I checked my phone messages, and there were a couple from Leonard de Montbrun. That didn't work out. The fact of the matter is I never saw anybody. I never saw anybody. I didn't see Jeff from Wisconsin. I didn't see Leonard from my last trip here. And I didn't see any of the Lenzin people. This trip was completely solo for me. At times it was a lot of fun. At times it sucked. I'm just walking along, enjoying the fact that the city is not completely dead at 2:30 in the morning on the weekend. And we'll be back to where it's completely dead at this time. I'm walking in an area of kind of desolation across the street. There's something called Gray Mills. It looks like a damn gray mill. It's a big, gray, ugly building. And on the same side is an anonymous-looking building, barbed wire around it, and electrical generators and whatnot. Soon to be passing Lawrence Auto / Marine Trim and Cellular One. Just stumbling along. Cover two blocks. I think I have to cover maybe 15 more. I want to get back to where I started. Hostel thing. I'd like to get some food. So it was fun seeing Humphreys McGee tonight. They're a good band. I guess they'll be around for a while. Ending up alone. Uh-oh, here comes the self-pity shtick. But I guess it's true. It just doesn't need to be a pitying thing. Always end up alone. Wandering somewhere in the middle of the night. And I don't know what next. Desolate area. Behind a fence is all this furniture. Interesting. Oh, and a little piano. To record the sounds of the night. Reflexes are slow, and my ability to comprehend right now is not very good. Burrito house. Well, it could have gone a lot of different other kinds of ways this trip. And it's not quite over yet, but I feel pretty much like it's fucking over. Why are we hot? I'm gonna sleep as late as I can. I'm being very ambitious. I have the whole day until 7:30, but I just don't feel like there'll be a hell of a lot I want to accomplish. Probably making some progress. I appear to have walked 3 blocks out of probably 15 or 20. Walked a lot today, man. I walked 19 blocks to that coffee thing. Some Like It Black Coffee House and Gallery. And that would have been a different night, but that would not have been the night that I guess I needed to have. I needed to follow through and go where I had to go, and those miners, and I don't know if any of those landsmen people were there. Is it possible they were there and didn't say hello to me? Recognized me but didn't say hello? I don't know. I mean, I suppose that's possible. It would be dumb. It would be rude. Bar's still open. It's so funny. Never get used to it. That extra chunk of time that Chicago gives to people at bars that Boston doesn't. Funny shit. Funny fucking shit. My bag is heavy on my shoulder. Tired of shit. My enthusiasm for continuing to walk is waning. If I could find some food, I could buy the food and bring it back to hostel, a place I don't like. There's a place that I think Karma told me about. Kerouac Jack's. Reopening soon under new management. I guess that train. That fucking girl. Train. I don't know what stop this is, but this might work nicely. It's closed? Oh. Sat around all night. Oh. Okay. Thanks. There's so much for that. I wonder what Kerouac Jack's was like. Restaurant and lounge. Oh, that didn't work. And 3361, that would mean I've walked 5 blocks. I'm guessing that 2000 or thereabouts is where I need to get to. I think I'll be back here. I don't know why I say that. I don't have any reason to say that per se. I'm not going to come back alone. This is going to be actually the only weekend that I will spend alone. To say it, I think I'll be back. I could be wrong. The city interests me the way Boston used to. The way Boston did up until I moved there and for a year or two after. After that, it interested me less and less, honestly. Some ways. Chicago's like Boston used to be, though of course Boston's a much older city, but so much of what actually exists in Boston right now is not old. Thank you. attempting to speak about. Aside from being tired and the heavy bag on my shoulder, it's not that bad. It's good to walk. If I catch a bus, that'd be nice too. I notice in the signs, so many of the signs here are old signs. They're grimy, or their neon looks aged. And so much of it is that way. It indicates businesses that have been around forever, which means stability. Which is something I crave so much. Move here. Huge city, surrounded by 1,000 miles of nothing. Well, I don't know about that. Technicolor kitchen. A retro 50s. Not open, unfortunately. Okay, I see. So what happens when I go back to Boston? don't know. I've sent out cynicals to people I haven't been in touch with in a long time. I want to leave my job so much. Burrito place that's open all night. Covered 5 blocks. Littered with newspapers, closed buildings. It's full of junk. Thing in the distance, blinking. This appears to be something that'll stop. If it doesn't, I think I'll catch a cab. I'm too tired and not very coherent anymore. Cars are going fast in all different directions. Was it worth it? I guess so. It was worth seeing the Art Institute. It was worth showing lens in people. I'm not scared of them. I'm not really sure if that's the message I sent or if it's the one they'll receive. I'm so tired. I'm gonna stop this. It's not even anything anymore. I'm just tired. Go. The fuck of it. To be honest. And not any of those things. I'm not old, like people I know, people I meet. thrown it in. I've thrown shit in. Nothing. I'm not young because there's, I don't know, there's thoughts I don't have anymore. Ways of thinking, there's all kinds of different things that constitute young, which I'm not. Crossing the street, and I'm in front of the Hubbard Dianetics Foundation, Church of Scientology. Ignite your potential. All right. Time to see if I can get food.
Samuel X with Commander Q.
36
Sausage, bacon, eggs, orange juice, and milk. With tip, it was $10. It was nice interacting with friendly people for a minute there. It only cost me $10 to do so. Dragging along now. $29.43. There's no reason why I have to do this. Except I think that there's something in my nature, in my blood, that can't resist a nocturnal adventure. play the best kind. Tomorrow will be daylight. It'll be hot. It'll be time for me to pack up. I'll now have two heavy bags instead of one. I didn't buy anything that I'm bringing back, I don't think. Where the all-night raves are in Chicago. No, I really wonder. This really isn't much of an adventure in a certain way. But I've covered 11 blocks. That's cool. More to experience. But I remember all night walks. I remember my all night walk or my late night walk in San Francisco along the Embarcadero. That was cool. It was scary in a way, but it was cool. I remember. Howells used books. Stout brown building. Check the web, good luck. Howells price, $95. Well, this bookstore boasts that it saves people money. Independent used bookstore. Good for it. It's open 11 to 9 tomorrow. Heidi Ho. There's a little cafeteria, a little cafe. Oh, nice. I wonder if they have poetry readings. Why am I even bothering to check? Well, it could. So both the readings I was going to go to, I walked away from. One was too pussy and one was too black. Thank you. Well, Joe Hugot has no home. Lots of nice old bars here. And Boston boasts few of. Their birds. Psychic Boutique. You know, I've just been so tempted. But in a way, it's true from my own experiences, and I've read Dune a lot lately, and it goes over it and over it there too. Glimpse into the future is a powerful thing. In a way, the most powerful thing is it's a controlling thing. Lakeview Mennonite Church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:13. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. As though God is in any way limited to the number of sons desired. What a bullshit explanation that is. Starting to rain. We weren't passing that. It looked kind of cool. Not really sure why. It's moving across. If you can get the hell out of it.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 XUI fica Commander Q.
Sanyo X with Commander Q. Commander Q.
And spirit and
Gingerbread man, and Robert Holden film. Kenneth Branagh. Steve Star Studios Antiques. Pictures and stuff. Tonight is Punk Rock Mondays. Wednesday, $2 PBR and Old Crow. New release night. Garage Rock DJs. At least I tried to contact Brooke. I mean, I made an effort. She didn't contact me at all. 27. I've walked 11 blocks. I have 7 to go. And I never heard back from Jeff. They both had obligations. Typical shit. The local obligation with familiar people beats out the obligation with the unmet person. Lucky strike. Boring cocktails. Hot food. I have nothing against Jeff or Brooke. They hoped to meet me, wanted to meet me, intended to meet me, and didn't. And I knew that there was a 50-50 chance it wouldn't happen. So, Parzon and Rebecca, well, I didn't see them tonight. I didn't see them tonight. I didn't call them. They didn't call me. Somehow I feel even Steven with them. It's like, Lauren, you got what you asked for. You got what you decided you wanted. And I'm sure that you were out the whole weekend, 2707, ooh, good. You were out the whole weekend partying, as you guys usually do. But I don't feel like I owe anything to you anymore. Like this weekend balanced my books more than anything else. I don't know. guy and woman fighting. Haha. 2679. 2677. 2671. Laundryland. Raining birds. I'm gonna make it. It's gonna be so fucking late. But I'm gonna make it. And I'm gonna sleep as hard as I can. 2663. 2661. 3 do not stay up until 5.
Hi.
It's apparently a dealer's choice as to whether the bar is at closed at 2:30. Number am I down to 2636. That bed is going to be so delicious. It's getting unpleasant. I may have to take a cab. I don't want to. I wish I had my jacket, but it's so fucking hot, even now. Into a city that's fucking active at 3 in the morning. I mean, part of the city is sound asleep, I'm sure, like every other place. Part of it's awake and carries on. It's crazy. Thank you. apparently the time. It's 3:57. Gonna get home any earlier than I did yesterday morning. I suppose this is how it would be if I was in a place like this. I wonder though what else is open. Aside from a few bars and a few diners, what else stays open? Clubs, where there's dancing, music, no doubt. So, dancing, drinking, eating. That's pretty much what you can do late night here. You can't really do that in Boston. Space-Time Tanks Rehabilitation Center. Give me 5:35. I'm so fucking beat. I'm getting fucking wet. Stopped. I'm at 25:22. I'm 13 blocks along. 5 left, I think. I laid out on a carpet. It was out of the rain. Stopped again under a roof. Moving on now. Almost 7. Not making much progress. I'm doing more awning hopping than walking. I want to get under 2,500. 5:05. 5:03. for 80. Another roof. Across the street, 2476. Close now, I think I'm starting to recognize places. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am starting to recognize places. So maybe it won't be quite down to 2,000. That was just a guess. Clark's where pretty people go late at night. There's a wonderful phrase in one of the newspapers, one of the local ones. Pretty people with cell phones. Apt. Alright, back into the rain. I don't think I'm gonna have to count.
Time to move. know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame. Nothing for your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in